this computer. Hello, everybody. This is our NEPA, our Practice Accelerator Group call for the month of October 2017. I, for one, cannot believe that it's the end of the year already. It's kind of totally insane to me. It feels like we just started. So we're here to just kind of, for me to support you and for each other to support you in whatever you need as far as your business moving forward. And I want to start, as usual, with our successes, because I think it's always important to start with successes, even if there's a lot of challenges that you want to get to. I just really, so many times we don't give ourselves the little pats on the back that we deserve for the little things that we accomplish. So who wants to start? Let me get my notebook or my iPad.
I'm learning ClickFunnels. Yeah, I'm actually in there. I'm close to hitting send and getting my campaign going.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Congratulations on that. That's an accomplishment. It is. I think it's a cool accomplishment when you have a tool like that that you can learn that's easy enough to, like, Infusionsoft isn't. So you definitely want to pass it on and let somebody else do it for you. But with ClickFunnels, it's so nice to be able to throw together a page real quick or do something real quick. I did that last night at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
There, with the new Infusionsoft emails, they don't allow you to have somebody click a link, tag them, and then send them to a thank you page that's quick and easy and says, thanks for doing this. And I, at the last minute, sent out an email yesterday and sent them to an opt-in page instead because I didn't know what else to do. And I'm like, I need to throw a ClickFunnels page. And literally, I took a clone of another one, and in like 10 minutes, I had a page set up, which was way prettier than the thank you page. But that's the beauty of it. But you're doing more complicated stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing complicated stuff. It's a little bit more complicated. We're having to do some workarounds, and I do have a coach in it. And he, what's happening right now is there's so much going on that he's ended up doing stuff, and I'm not, there's some pieces I'm not learning yet, but I'll get there.
Okay.
It's still, some of the stuff's really not clear to me.
Okay.
In there.
Well, again, but that's not the best use of your time. Move. It's nice to know it, but moving forward, it's not the best use of your time. So it's really like the simple stuff, like I did last night, throw together a page. That's one thing. But if you're doing more complicated stuff and thinking out, you know, kind of like strategy, like with the Infusionsoft campaigns, you know, you need
it. Yeah. And Steph asked, she goes, am I using it as my whole system? Yes, I am.
So we really want to hear about that because I want
it's getting there. The only issue with it is the classroom, because my classroom is a specific date and ClickFunnels isn't set up for that, that I have to go in and manually turn classroom days on. And that's not a big deal. That's easy to do.
No, you're only doing it a few times a year. It's not like you have to do this over and over. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then what I have to do is I have to then clone the whole classroom and build a new one for the next cleanse. So I can't just use it, because the way ClickFunnels works is that you buy a program and you're always in the program, right? And you always have access. That's how mine is different.
Okay.
That's how this one is different.
Yeah.
It's not always up.
Well, fortunately, they have the easy clone feature, so you'll be able to. Cool.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Who else? Next.
I'll go ahead, because I've got two kind of things. You know from our one-on-one call that I was working on the outline for the book, and I now have a full 5-page detailed outline to start from. So the writing should be relatively simple. And the other thing I'm kind of celebrating is, you know, for the past few years, I feel like I've read nothing but like health books and done nothing but listen and follow health stuff. And I've started like expanding my horizons again and getting into other stuff as well. And I'm still studying that stuff and learning that stuff, but I feel like I've gotten my sense of humor back.
So
to me, that's like a huge celebration, because it's like my superpower of wiseassery has been in full flood and bloom the past few weeks, and I'm so happy.
Nice. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. That's
your fun pillar.
Yes, it is. It is. I've been having a lot more fun. I've just been enjoying stuff because I'm not like buried in this, you know, limited space, and it's been beautiful. So
nice. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Should I go just quick?
Yeah.
I submitted an invoice finally, and I realized I've made consistent income this year, and this is October. I haven't been consistently putting in bills, but it, when I started to add up my timesheets, it added up to a nice sum.
Nice.
So it's nice to have. It's nice to have.
Yet?
Nope, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I asked.
It's like really hard when somebody just lumps it all together in one thing, and it's like, ah.
Okay, I was going to ask Lynn if I should, when I should do that, or do I just bill what I've done, or do I bill for the whole year, or how do you do that?
Bill what you've done, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, then you figure out how, okay, I'll do
and
that.
For the others, I don't even know what Scott worked out. I thought he said he worked out for the ERC people that you have for the whole year. That's a flat fee, so I'm not sure how he's doing that, but I'll just ask Scott.
Okay.
Scott and say, how do you want to do that? But for the others, like the grand people, yeah. Or if you're doing, like Jane just did, Jane's different because she's doing individual sessions with people. Like she gets 3 sessions and she gets a per session fee for those. So, you know, whatever. But I work it out with Scott. He'll tell you what the best way to do it is.
Okay.
Great. Good. Steph.
I don't know.
Come on.
Right now, I really actually don't know.
You did that cooking on Saturday.
Yeah, it went well.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it went well. Nobody signed up for the program. Yeah.
Well, did you sign up for strategies?
I don't have any sessions with anybody to talk about anything.
So you didn't get sessions from it?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So we'll have to talk about that and how we could get that to be more compelling.
Yeah. So the webinar jam was also super frustrating because they've changed it. So
Oh no.
Yeah. But anyway, so we got through it and it's fine.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to focus on for success there. You're getting experience with selling a high ticket offer. And this is your.
I've sold 1997 programs before.
But this isn't 1997. I thought it was 5,000.
So 29.97 is like, I'm not making any money. People come here for a week and they leave with their program. That's what I'm doing this first time around.
Okay.
And 1997 is what I was going to offer this time for the online program on its own.
Oh, for just the online on its own.
Yeah. I have $2.76 in my bank account. Well, actually yesterday I have negative $76 because something must have come out and I don't have a bank account that can go negative. I need to sell something right now.
Have you built
it? Or I'm going to I've borrowed $10,000 from my parents the past couple months, the septic thing. I can't.
So we need to get you selling some of your other stuff.
Yeah. I've also signed up for some programs. I'm going back to school. I'm stuck here. Right. I do not feel positive.
We'll talk about this when we go around. Okay. Positive. You're taking action.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to get you out of this. And have you billed us yet?
Pardon?
Have you billed us for your grand and your...
For the grand people, yeah. That was like a month ago. So. Okay.
And then what about the ERC people?
No, not yet. I was going to wait, but yeah.
Talk to Scott about what the best way to do that is. He might want quarterly. I don't know whether he wants monthly, quarterly, half. I don't know how he wants to do it. It depends on his cash flow, our cash flow too. So talk to him. So you can get some stuff.
Scott told me to do monthly.
Said monthly. He likes monthly.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Do we send an email to him or how do we do that?
Do an invoice. So create an invoice and send him an invoice.
Okay.
He'll pay it. So if you're going to do monthly, then I would say on the ERC, just split the annual by the month and then just bill it monthly. Okay. Okay. Good. All right. Okay. So that's that. Let's see where do we want to start? Do you want to start with your strategies, Steph, or does somebody else want to start? Who wants to start? For what you need? No, not now. Okay. Who's going
first? I'll go. I know what I want. I know what I need.
Okay.
Right now. And it's probably pretty simple. I've never done a Facebook Live with Zoom.
Oh.
So I just kind
of. You did one with me.
I know, but I had a link. You did it. I didn't do it. I didn't set it up. So how do I set that up?
Okay, so you set up a Zoom webinar.
Right, I got that.
When you set up the Zoom webinar, it'll say, are there any other panelists? At the bottom, add panelists. You add the panelists.
Right, I've done that.
You log into your Zoom just as if you're starting a webinar.
Right.
And at the very bottom where it says more, you click that and it'll say start live stream. That's it. And then when you say start live stream to start Facebook Live.
Oh, so there's a link there. There's a link there for Facebook
Live. Yeah, it's
Live.
On the, you won't have it. Like I don't have it on this right now because this is the Zoom meeting, but it's in Zoom webinar and it'll say stream
Zoom webinar
to YouTube.
Okay, I don't have Zoom webinar.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's you have to have
that's
Zoom.
That's why. Webinar.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's $40 a month. Now the new webinar jam has it, but I'm not sure how it works because I haven't tried it yet, but I think it's like an extra fee to do that. I think you have to pay like 15, but it's cheaper. But I haven't tried it yet.
So when you hit the Facebook thing, then are you putting you're obviously logging into your Facebook and you have your Facebook password, it's asking you for all that?
If you're already Facebook started on that account, it doesn't ask for anything. It just says would you want to go to a group or your page? It'll give you a list. Where do you want to go? A group or a page? If you say a group, then it lets you choose from your groups. So you're already logged into Facebook. So log into Facebook.
Oh, okay. So it's all done through Zoom then.
It's all done through Zoom. You don't have to do anything in Facebook.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
So simple.
Okay, that's so easy. Simple.
Yeah.
I have to sign up for the webinar feature.
For the webinar feature.
I'll grab that for a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's $140 if you need it for a month. And then you can, with them, you can drop it anytime and then add it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that before.
We did the webinar for, we did it as a backup when we had a thing with Ocean. And I didn't want, if Webinar Jam crashed, I wanted to have something to back it up to because we had like 30,000 people signed up for that. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know how many people that we would have on it, but I knew it would be more than 500. It might be more than 1,000. And the only next level is 3,000. Cost us $1,000 to set up a backup for one. And I'm like, do I do this or not? We ended up having 2,400 people come to that webinar. 2,400, right? But fortunately, we didn't need the backup, so I wasted $1,000. But that was pricey. But for $40, you got it for 100 people. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I am one of the gals at my seminar this weekend is an ultrasound tech. Mm-hmm. And they just did a liver cleanse protocol from somebody in Europe. And they actually hook themselves up. They look, watch the stones travel through the liver and out the ducts.
Ah! And
she's not sure if she recorded it or not, or if she took pictures, but I want to bring her on the webinar. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that'd be cool. It'd be very cool to see the pictures, like snapshot, like where, because that would confirm a lot of stuff we talk about, right? Are they like if you see stones before they do it, you see these little stones in the liver and then you see them moving out, that would be confirming.
She actually saw them moving out of the liver.
Out of the
liver. They were coming out of the liver. It wasn't the gallbladder.
It wasn't in the digestive tract, right? Because if they were bile balls, it's just the congealed fat and that would happen. That wouldn't be coming from, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, yes.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. Great.
So yeah, Steph, if there is a way to, well, she has the ultrasound, so she could, you know, take pictures before and after. I don't know that she did that. I'm not sure at what point we're supposed to be talking this week about it.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was really excited about that one. I'm like, oh, I'll buy your pictures. I'll buy your video.
Yeah. Wow. Wonderful.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it.
You're good to go for the beginning of November. Is that when you're doing it?
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm not good to go yet, but I'm going to do it. I'm still working on the details. This weekend kind of got in my way. And I'm just one day at a time and getting as much done as I can, rebuilding this classroom. So there's still a lot of pieces to be put in place.
Yeah.
I'm hoping by Friday I'll have that announcement in the cart open.
Good.
And the emails start going out. Hopefully today or tomorrow. I'm hoping tomorrow I might be able to send out an email. Hey, it's coming kind of email.
Mm-hmm. And you just let people in for the one time and then they're done. And then they come back in again and they have to pay to do it again. They have to pay an extra, whatever, half off.
Yeah. Or something. It's less than that. It's like $79 because the cleanse is $297, I think is what it is, or something like that. And they come in and everybody's contacting me. When is the next one? When is the next one? When is the next one? Right. And I'm like, really? So kind of humbled. It's kind of fun, you know, to see people come in and out and they're wanting affiliate links. So I'm setting up the affiliate program right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for you, I mean, once you get this going, you don't want to do a big affiliate launch on this one, but I think you should be planning an affiliate launch where you're contacting people and, you know, like actually looking at people and making connections with people you know have the list that they don't have this. And this could be huge. This could be huge, really. I mean, if you get the right people and you just, you know, you make contact with them, you make connections. I can connect you with some people too, but that have programs, there's no competition, right? People call me up, that guy wrote to me, Brian Mowell. He said, would you promote my sugar boot camp, sugar balance boot camp? I'm like, no. Would you promote mine? No. So, you know, but will you promote my gallbladder liver cleanse? Sure, I'll do it. I'll get you on another thing. We can do a more formal promotion for it because people need it, want it, and I know the results. So if I know that you can handle a larger group, you got it. You just have to.
Yeah, I've got a couple of coaches to man my Facebook group, which is great.
That's great.
So I do have. I'm getting more and more support, which is good. And I will be sending out an affiliate. My current affiliates are going to have to re-sign up.
Mm-hmm. With this new one, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll be seeing, that'll be coming through.
Okay.
Everybody's going to get an invitation to that. That's actually the first thing I want to get out there. So.
Well, I think sending an affiliate link to everybody that's done the program before, whether they're a practitioner, whether they have a business or not, I think it's great because that's something like, oh, I did this great program. You got to do it. And people start to make a little money doing it.
It's my old business, my old colon hydrotherapy business, that woman is totally on board.
Mm-hmm. Great.
She referred, I think, two people last time. She's like, Jane, I got a whole bunch lined up. I'm like, wow.
Nice.
I thought for sure they would run their own programs, but they're not.
Nobody's doing it. And it is such a thing. Like people say to me about doing it. I'm like, it's cool, but I wouldn't do it unsupervised.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So still my max is 50 this time. I don't know if I'll even get that this time. I haven't really, you know, pushed it or promoted it very much, but it's fine. I just want to get it. I want to get it on this classroom site.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a short list, but if you, as soon as you get the affiliate piece set up, if you send out that link to everybody that's in it, mm-hmm. that's done it before, you might have no problem getting that.
Yeah. One other thing I just wanted to kind of bring up, and it has to do with this whole work that we're doing with Lionheart, with Laura and Healers Forum and all of that. So I actually have pulled out of that program.
What?
Yep.
What happened?
You know, I made a real conscious decision. It was a great weekend. The program is great. It's fantastic. But it's not what I need.
Mm.
I have this information. Like level one, I think was probably enough for me. I got what I needed. It's not that, and they have tools and whatnot. And there's only two more classes of this level. But what I really needed, and I've had a couple conversations with Laura about this, what I need, I don't, and for what your coaches need, without having to go through that whole program, I don't think they're willing to deliver that. And I've had a couple conversations with Laura on, you know, what I think the coaches need. And, you know, Lynn and Kimberly and I had a conversation too. And, if you guys can keep this under wraps, Because Kimberly and I are actually talking about possibly doing something. Because when I talk to Laura, because she calls me and asks me, well, what do coaches need? And I tell her, and she pulls back, and she's done this twice. Well, I can't deliver that because I can't handle it administratively. And then she
What is it? Because she and I have had conversations about doing something specifically geared towards our industry, to what our coaches need. So
yeah, and I have too, but I always get a pullback. You know, I get her to push back and she goes, oh, I can't deliver that.
Oh.
And then she wants everybody to go through, you know, the whole program, like level two, level two B, and you know, it's a lot. It's a huge time. I'm wiped out. I sat this weekend going, you know what? I'm enough. It's enough. I know enough for right now. Right. And I mean, I've had a couple of these, one ERC, Sarah, did you hear Sarah's? I had a session with Sarah.
I didn't hear what happened to them.
Oh my gosh. She had this finger in her hand that's been bent for years.
Yeah. She told me.
Did you hear about that?
I'm talking to her after this. So I'll probably.
Oh, perfect. She'll tell you all about it. Literally, we did this work really fast and she made this huge aha awareness and her finger was completely straight. She goes, oh my gosh, I haven't been able to straighten my finger in years. Wow. And then she got this huge awareness and, you know, blew this big block. And I don't want to, it's not that I want to discount that, you know, Laura's, that's not it at all. I made a conscious decision myself that it was too taxing, especially what's happened over the last 5 months with moving and everything. I'm scattered. Mm-hmm. And fried, and you know, to the point where I could feel my nerve endings just mm-hmm. tingling, and it wasn't energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to make a conscious decision of really, you know, pulling out and go, you know, I've done all this personal development stuff. I've done this work. I've done the spiritual work. I just need the tools. Little coaching tools, you know, and I just don't know. And I'm going to have another conversation with Laura. I just don't know how she would deliver that without delivering this whole gargantuan program that I don't know if she has the energy for.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I don't know what your conversations have been with her, but Kimberly and I had, because Kimberly has all this experience. And her and I talked about, you know, what if we just provide some of just the basic tools on how to run flow, spiritual energy and flow. And I don't want to step on Laura's heels if you guys already got something planned.
No, we don't. Nothing specific. I was going to talk to her on Friday.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know, because the last conversation that I had with Laura,
She can't deliver, and we should probably take this offline and have this.
Well, we can take this offline, but I just want to let you know that was, you know,
Yeah. Because I want to know more about what you feel like everybody needs, and if you and Kimberly are on the same page with what they need, and then what is it that she says she can't do, and that would be helpful for me in having a conversation with her.
Well, yeah, what she can't do is organize the whole thing.
Why don't you guys survey us?
Yeah.
See what we think we need.
Yeah. Well, what I hear all the time from all the coaches is, you know, oh, you know, they're not following, you know, they're not sticking to their plan.
Right.
They're not. That's really the basic, you know, how do we get the clients to stick to the plan? And as a coach, how do you get them simple, easy tools to do like what I did with Sarah, you know, that, you know, we have this big aha moment and then boom, the light bulb goes off.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, she's the person, right? Yeah. But
okay, let's have a conversation. If we have a conversation, I can get clarity on what you're feeling like people need, what you feel like she's pulling back from, because I know she doesn't want to do admin stuff. She needs somebody to do that for her in the marketing or whatever. But if it's just an issue of, you know, us creating that as part of INE, right? This is a branch. This is an optional elective course mm-hmm. that you can take. And she implements it. She doesn't have to deal with filling it. We deal with filling it. And that's kind of what we had talked about. But
well, that's great. I didn't get that sense.
Oh, because she and I had talked about that a couple of times when she was in Florida and then one other time. about how can we create something? Because I said, this level two thing, it sounds great, but I mean, this is 5 weekends that people have to travel and, you know, all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. And that's not even what they need. They need 2B. And that was the whole point, is that what was unclear at the beginning is that we thought we were signing up for 2A and 2B, and it turns out we were only signing up for 2A.
Mm.
You know, and, you know, after traveling and everything and 10 grand later, I mean, how many can really do that?
Right, right. That's why I wanted to create something that maybe had a retreat at the beginning or end and had online content and on Zoom calls and all that, and getting them in practice groups or whatever you need. I don't know, because it's not my thing, right? I just don't know. But something that's much easier for people to be able to consume.
Yeah, and something they can do from home. And
from home, exactly.
Maybe have one experiential weekend or incorporate it with an EPT retreat.
That's what you've been talking about. Yeah.
That's what I would see doing. But this is, you know, doing your program, which is very intensive, which should be really the focus. And this should be an add-on.
Right.
You know, the way we're doing it now, it's an entirely whole new program. I'm like, no, I really came, it was kind of a come to Jesus moment with myself and looking at it and going, you know, I'm good enough. I already, you know, I'm enough.
I hear you. I didn't
you know hear me. I mean, I just needed the tools.
You need the tools, right?
I need the tools.
I totally get it. And that's why, you know, that's why I created this program, because not everybody's going to do what I did, which was, you know, quit a $55,000 a year job and go back to school full time for 4 years and spend a $250,000. You know what I mean? Not everybody's going to do that. So why don't you sign up for our program and do it within the confines of your own life? And I think that if there's a way to incorporate this energy stuff without having to go to the Barbara Brennan or the Donna Eden or whatever her name is, Barbara Eden thing, or I don't know what her name is, Donna Eden thing for 3 years and get certified, or to Laura's to be able, you know, if there's some way that we can get the gist of these skills in everybody's hands, and then anybody that wants to go deeper can go deeper, right?
Yeah.
But everybody needs these skills. And Lynn and I were actually talking about it, so we can talk about that. I don't want to take up everybody else's time, but we were talking about a way to, we're going to do some work like that at SIV with the people and Shine once people sign up for the program. And we're going to incorporate a new little piece related to, and we should talk about that. So that might be some way to incorporate some of that work in there. Because I think people are missing the coaching skills piece.
Yep.
They're missing the connection piece. Like, how do we connect with people? And how do you motivate and inspire people to keep going?
Yeah.
Right? Because it's frustrating when they don't.
Yeah. So do you want to talk before Friday?
Just call me. And I'll you know.
Just call me.
Or Friday morning when I talk to you, because I'll talk to her in the evening. Because today is like zammed all the way to 8, 9 o'clock tonight, et cetera. So yeah, let's talk.
Sorry guys.
I think we need that, and it's a missing piece in the program. So cool. Thanks. All right. Who's next?
This is really quick, because since I'm working on the book now, there's not really anything, you know, I have everything outlined and so I know where I'm going with it. So I don't really need, you know, any help there, but I did want to let you know, because I, had forgotten to let you know. And I know you've said something about like your email and everything being so swamped. Deb did send you, a copy of our gluten-free easy book, the one we put together.
And Jazzy has it. She's working on it.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Because I hadn't heard anything, so I didn't know. And maybe Deb heard something and just forgot to tell me.
I thought I had said I'll pass this on to Jazzy.
Oh, okay. Okay. She may have forgotten to tell me.
So Jazzy's working on that. But, you know, putting together an ebook is not a overnight thing that she,
I knew it would be a while.
I'll ask Keldy to get in touch with you guys and let you know the status of it. Because Keldy was saying, oh, we need pictures. Do we need this? So she was organizing it and giving it to Jazzy.
Okay, Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you did receive it because I know
that was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you've been swamped with crap and I had just like completely forgotten about it. And then I'm working on this other book and it was like, you know, you really should follow up on that.
Yeah.
But my challenge and project, you know, moving through this month is going to be working on the book. So I don't really need to, you know, take up everybody's time with that because I've got it all outlined and sorted. It's going to be a lot more than diet. But there is going to be, you know, good health and nutrition information in there, but we're going to cover stuff like, you know, supplementing. Deb's going to take, over the part about letting people know about like drug interactions and supplement interactions and things like that, because that's her expertise. But we're going to, you know, talk about like energy and fun and stress. And I mean, I'm telling you, I have 5 pages of outline. There's no reason this thing should not mostly write itself.
Great.
You know, just from what I've studied over the past 3-4 years. So.
Right. Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. So, good.
I'm good this month. Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I'll make sure that Kelsey, I'm going to make a note of that, that Kelsey gets in touch with you on, Diane.
Yeah. Especially if she needs anything else from us.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we've been all working on, she's working on, Shine. So she might start working on it. And then I go, I need this tomorrow.
I knew
and
with
Shine. Modules. That's the other thing she's been working like crazy on is opening all the next modules.
And I know, you know, Shine's like just in a few weeks. So I knew that was taking up a lot of bandwidth, but yeah, I have noticed that the, modules are like coming once a week now.
Yeah, it's, you know, all the content's all done. It's just a matter of putting it in this new format, and it's been, team is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
The hardest thing is managing team to get the stuff done. So, for me.
No worries. But, okay. Thank you. Right.
Thanks.
I don't have much to say. Shall I just quickly?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been working in my business and not on my business. So, and I've got to work on my business at some point. I just wanted to thank Jane because she joined the ERC group and she did a guided meditation and she talked about daily practice. So it was really, she was a special guest. So that was really great.
Hi.
And everybody really enjoyed it. So thank you again, Jane. It was really fantastic.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Yeah, it was really nice. But I would like to work on my business, and it's very hard with client load, the way I work, and the reports and everything that I do.
Then I'm going to ask you, have you done and sat down and said, what is my ideal life client, you know, business balance? Like, what do I really want? Because what I find is that when you're working on the stuff that's not juicing you, it's a chore. But when you're working on the stuff that's like, yes, this is what I want. So my thing is, Maybe what you want to do is exactly what you're doing right now.
Yeah, maybe. Right?
And maybe what you want to do is to be available as a coach to other people who have the marketing and business arm already put together, and you want to be a coach. Like, you know, we're gonna pull the trigger big time next year on getting more people into those little private coaching things, like taking them through programs.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to have you available to be able to do more of that. But you have to sit with, what do I want? Do I want to have this big business that I run and be the manager and the CEO and do, you know, the outreach and do summits? And do I want to do all that? Or do I really just want to sit down with people's labs and dig in and understand it and explain to them what's going on and help put together plans for them? Like,
well, that's what you just said, the second one. I mean, there are some things I need to do that I haven't finished, like my website and stuff, and I need to take some time off from client work. And I get really wrapped up in doing client reports because I love them. And so it takes me much, much, much too much time to do it, but I can't do it any other way. And so I think the private stuff is where I need to be.
That's what you really are liking doing.
Yeah. And I like the group. I mean, for example, the group coaching part of the ERC, and I'd like to be able to do group. I don't want to do any marketing. That's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to spend time and energy there. So I'd love to align myself with the situation where I can deal with the clients, but not deal with the marketing.
Got it. Okay. I just want to know that because whenever I see that happening, you know, I could feel your energy around it. I'm not working on my business, but I didn't feel like, I wish I had more time. I want to work on my business. I have all these great ideas. I had the more of, oh, and I got to do that too. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel.
But there's a way, because the other thing you go back to is, do you always want to be working time or dollar? And no, we don't always want to have to work this number of hours to make this kind of money, which is where higher end coaching groups come in.
Yeah.
Which is what I want to start to offer.
Yeah.
But I need to have coaches to do it. Like I went to this Lisa Sasevich thing over the weekend and it really opened my mind. There's a lot of stuff she taught that I already know. But the subtleties of the stuff that I weren't in the brewing and the consciousness were cool. And she has these two coaches that work for her on her team that had $1 million, seven-figure businesses on their own before. And they didn't want to go out and drum up more business all the time. They wanted to be in a group where they were part of it. Now, they're great marketers. Mm-hmm. They teach the people how to market, but they just wanted to have that camaraderie, that whole thing, without having to constantly be soliciting to get more people in.
Yeah.
And so I would love to be able to create that. I'm not going to work for anybody else. There's no way I ever want to do that. That's not my style. That would kill me. That would just, because I need to be creating and I need to be out there, but I don't want to do a lot of that day-to-day drudgery, right? Mm-hmm. It's not drudgery, but you know what I mean? It's like, now I have to write a report. Like, seriously, I have to write a report about that? No, I just told them. Why don't they just do it?
Yeah.
That's where I come from, you know, and I was sharing with Allison yesterday, that form that I created one form out of the blue, and I've been using it on these private calls, and it's taking away the need to do a report after. I didn't do it with Jay, unfortunately. I just blabbered and he was taking notes. But I have this thing that I have up on the screen that they're seeing. And as they're telling me stuff, I'm typing it in and they're seeing me type it in. Mm-hmm. And then as I say, oh, we really need to get you to up your vitamin C, the other column, I'm writing that in. Mm-hmm. So after the call, there may be some typos that I correct, right? Mm-hmm. And there may be a link that I put in because I said, oh, I'll get you the link to that. I don't know what it is right now. But literally it's a 10-minute thing instead of a 2-hour thing because I'm using the time that they're paying me for
to
give them their report. And they're seeing me do it, right?
Yeah.
And they're excited because it's right there on their Google Drive when I'm done the call. They don't have to wait for me to send it to them. Yeah, mm-hmm. They may wait to get it looking better. So there's strategies that we can look at to help you to not spend that time because you're brilliant and you have a lot to offer. And even if you're charging $300 for an hour of your time with somebody, but it's taking you an extra 2 hours behind the scenes to either prep for it or recover.
And follow up.
That's
I'm
3 hours.
My life, I'm spending my life prepping and following up. I mean,
right. And so getting to the point where you feel comfortable doing a glance at a lab test, but the analysis happens real time with them. Mm-hmm. Like I do on those case study calls. I don't look at those case studies. The only thing I do is get them on my screen in advance, but I'm not analyzing it. And then, cause that'd kill my productivity. Right. And the same thing with these guys, you know, I had looked at, you know, you sent me Jay's thing. I looked at it. I went, oh, aromatase inhibitors. He's just a quick glance, right? The more detailed stuff I did with him. Oh, well, this could be this and this could be this and this. And then I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. And you can get to that point too.
Okay.
You can do that. You can cut your prep time dramatically. Mm-hmm. And if we're always charging them real time for stuff, right? Because if you go back behind the scenes, well, she only spent an hour with me and she charged me $500. Like, yeah, but she spent 3 hours behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? And then packaging it into a program, like, you know, Jay very, very easily wrote a $12,500 check at SIV on the spot from hearing me speak. Never met me before, right? Because the program was compelling, right? Mm-hmm. When it came down to it, and when I looked at this, I was shocked at myself. Somebody in a mastermind pointed it out. The difference between gold and gold plus price-wise was like, $4,000 or $5,000. Mm-hmm. The difference is they paid $4,000 or $5,000 to get 3 hours with Jane and 4 hours with me. Mm-hmm. That's what they paid $5,000 for.
Yeah.
You break it down. And they didn't sit there and figure out, holy cow, I'm paying an extra $800 an hour to get these two wonderful women. Like, they didn't think about that because we presented it as benefit, and it was all packaged into this big ball of what they
except Edie. Edie said to me she paid nearly $13,000 for 7 consultations with you. And I thought, okay, what am I, chopped liver or what? You know, so I just thought, you know, and I, cause she's a little bit cheeky sometimes. And then I felt like, she not value at all what I have been pouring. And, but you know, she just, she's like that, you know, she's, you know, she's, she was, I got the feeling that she was only valuing her time with you, but anyway, so, you know.
She could have paid $50,000 and gotten me for the whole year.
Yeah. Well, I'll suggest that.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, she's got amazing. Yeah. So that's a different story, but most of them don't think about that. So that's where you packaging what you love to do.
Yeah.
Working on that, maybe having the little group calls, because the connection is great when you get people together, right? You can do magical things.
Yeah.
And that would be what you want to do, whether you do it for yourself or others. You just, that's the piece that you love.
Yeah.
Let's just work on that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
It's really fun with that. How do you make that happen? And what I was telling Allison yesterday on our private call is make that, and I'm doing this because I have, I don't know if any of you remember this, but we're going to resurrect it. It's a sheet. I don't have it handy, but it was a big map that we gave you, and in the center, the dead center is this circle. That's what's my vision for my practice and my life? What's my vision? And it's right in the middle. All everything else revolves around it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get that middle thing going, and everything else is based on what you want most. And you always have to ask, is it lucrative? Is it useful? And do I love it?
Mm-hmm.
Do I love it? And if you don't love it, then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. I mean, it's always going to be little things you have to do to make it happen that you don't love. But I'm saying if the core delivery that you're offering, don't love, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. And I love being aligned with like-minded people. I love that. So, with your organization or HINSA, you're similar, but different. But, I really enjoy being part of a team.
Yeah, it's good for you, right? Because I think most of us like that. Very few people like to be an island and go out and just do their own thing. Right. Yeah. And that's true of people when they're receiving services too. They want to feel like they're part of a bigger thing, and like, oh, she over there is having struggles and she's getting help that way. And the connections have been phenomenal with this ERC. And I think a lot of it is the fact that we're using Zoom right from the start, and everybody knows each other versus just, you know, somebody's voice on the other end of the line. So think about that, but think about like realistically in terms of income, like, people start to go, I got to get out there. I got to make this, you know, $500,000 business or $1 million business. But why? What is your business life? Is at the center? What is your life around your business going to look like? How much money do you drop dead need to pay the bills every month?
Mm-hmm.
And then how much money would be like, oh my God, I could do trips and I can do like the best exotic vacations. I wouldn't have to worry about whether I'm staying at Motel 6 or the Hilton. That would be good. And then what's that in between that would be really nice to have? So when you have your drop dead goal, you have your, oh my God, that's like the most amazing thing. I feel like I just won the lottery. And then you have your, wow, that would be really nice. Right. Mm-hmm. And you have those things, then you can structure the business around that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So focus on those things and just allow the income to flow, invoice on a regular basis.
Yeah.
As opposed to sending an invoice and going, oh, wow, I have more money than I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. But that's good.
Help's gonna, you know, some of this stuff, right? Whenever we're getting sick on a repeated basis, even when we're taking care of ourselves by eating the right foods and all that, there's something, there's a disconnect in there.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got to deal with that. I have some family issues that are weighing on me, and I need to deal with some stuff. I think
to Jane.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. I will. We'll get there. But thank you.
Lisa, I hear you because, you know, the one good thing, you know, whenever you do any of this personal development work and you really get to that point that to me, it got the breaking point, you know, you do really put into priority. What are your priorities? Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that you really love to do? Oh my gosh. I love going in here, Rita Marie, and doing these sessions. One, go in, go out, boom, I'm good.
And you're done, right? I like it too.
I'm done. I don't have to read labs. I don't have to, you know, not that I don't, I might do that on the side for other clients, but like, this is fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of work. It's just fun.
And the same with that. That's what labs are to Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa, like, right? We make a great team.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, that's great. I shouldn't feel bad about not working on my business. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think the working on your business right now is to really set the goals that you want, that business, and how, what do you want your life to be like? And you may not know the exacts. And here's the thing. I kept going, doing this with Allison yesterday. I'm like, no, that's a strategy. That's a tactic. We're not talking tactics here. We're talking, what is it you want? Well, oh, maybe I should start doing a webinar series. I'm like, that's a tactic. Okay. What do you want to achieve? Right. What do you want to feel like first? And when people struggle with, I don't know what my big vision is or my goals, because they try to go, well, I'd live here, or I'll do that. No, what do you want to feel like? And how do you, what kind of things out there help you to achieve that state? And how do you surround yourself more with that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and believe it or not, one of my favorite things in the world to do is this. Like these small groups where we're all interacting and I'm helping people to see their blocks and strategy, whether it's with their health or whether it's with their business. I love that. Absolutely love that. So I want to do more. What I absolutely love to do, I realized at the retreat back in June or May, whenever it was, getting a group together in a beautiful place where we're intermixing great activities and good solid business strategy, good technical, the whole thing, like whatever people need right there, but going to a special place and doing it and helping people to transform. So I'm getting in touch with what I really like and what I don't like. And I built this business. I'm going to pass on what I don't like to other people or what I like less. There's very few things I don't like, but what I like less, I don't like admin work.
Yeah.
Having a hard time letting that one go, but anyway, thank you.
Great.
Is that helpful for anybody else?
Yes.
So, Steph, unmute. Yeah, there you go. And also, you haven't gotten back to me about what we talked about last week. Basically,
yeah, it's true. I did look at some stuff, though. I just didn't know how to contact you. I guess, yeah.
So I want to know this, and I'm going to be very blunt.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem with receiving money?
I think right now there's like no fun in it. I could make $20,000 tomorrow and not get to spend any of it. It all has to go to just all my debts that I've accrued. And I have to work really, really hard if I'm going to make any money. So,
okay, wait,
lots of money. Stop. I'm just telling you my beliefs.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I'm going to say. That's a belief.
Money, and then I'm going to have to not spend any of it because it's all going to go to paying stuff. So I'm still not going to be able to buy groceries, and I'm going to have to work more. It sounds like a fucking picnic. Excuse my language.
It goes back to a core belief about not being able to receive money.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see this. Like, I can see this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not hitting the trigger, though. You're not getting to the core root of whatever happened that created this block.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. You're okay with the outflow. You're not okay with the inflow.
Yeah.
OK. Okay, and you're at a low point right now where you're frustrated.
Super frustrated.
And you've also got resources at your disposal that could turn that around.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do I do? Throw myself at your mercy of suggestions. Like, what do I do?
Well, I'm not here to tell you what to do. Okay. I will give you some suggestions that will move you in that direction. I mean, this is not a business strategy. Let's just do this and that, because I've given you those business strategies, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of let's just get one of those business strategies in place.
I can't, because Rooker, I can't. Mm-hmm. However down I am, he is 10 times worse. And I think that a lot of this is just me being in the environment with him. So he's living here. He has zero money. I'm paying for everything. He is working for me. He gets maybe 2 hours of work done a day. And I spend the rest of the day going like, okay, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? And it's making me want to kill humans. I'm so frustrated. So I have all this stuff mapped out, and I'm like, he has to get the Friendly Flora website up there, and then he has to edit the videos, but he needs to use my computer. It's just like,
You only have one computer?
His computer is really old. It's my old computer, which he's using, and he can't edit the video on there. So he has to use my computer, which is fine. He can use it for a day. I can practice my Shine Talk, like, fine. But it's just pushing. I have to push so hard. And I have all these like, you know, automated things ready to go. It's just, they have to go through him first. I will not spend my day tinkering on Infusionsoft. I'm not going to do that. I have a lot of other stuff to do. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
So I no longer have any money. I cannot hire somebody else to do his job. I have to keep him here. I don't love him. I have to feed him, and he has to work for me.
Why do you have to keep him here?
Because he can't afford to have a place. Because he has to work for me. Because no one else can work for me. What do I do?
The boundary issue. No, I mean I'm
definitely
turning to Absolutely. Jane, and
I feel like it's my job to take care of everybody, and I can't receive anything from anyone, and all that.
Right.
But so what he gets is he gets to have a place to live, and what he gives is he works for me.
Right. But if he's only working 2 hours a day, then the share that he's...
Well, he feels like he's working 8 hours a day, right? But what he's doing is like going on Facebook or like, you know, doing other stuff, like picking up Jasper from school. Like when you really count the time, it's a good 2 hours of answering emails, and then he doesn't do anything else. So I can't do anything to move anything forward. And I'm back to back with clients. I think God just sent me some crazy ass weather and a tree just fell down.
take a breath, first of all.
Yeah.
And let's have you focus on what you want rather than what you don't want.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. Okay. And I've been there. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you how that turned around for me is actually the work that Jane does, Laura. And it was like, I think I've done all my stuff, and I got him to talk to her, and it shifted. Not just the relationship, but
I remember that
night and day, like 100% night and day.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'm just telling you that that's the strategy. But you both have your stuff, right? And I can see your frustration because you're smart, you're motivated, you've got all these ideas, and you can't do the back end stuff yourself.
Like man child. Yes.
Right. And you've given up the yogurt thing, which was what he was doing before, right? And
so that was at least paying the bills. No, it's just this.
Right. So there's nothing. That was paying the bills, right?
Right.
and that's gone.
Yeah.
So what do you want it to look like?
I want to work with groups. I don't want to work one-on-one. I've been doing that for 20 years. I'm done. I don't care if it was teaching guitar. I'm done. I want to work with groups. I want to teach. I'm good at teaching. Makes me happy. I want to be doing something that lifts people up. To be honest, I don't care what it is. I could teach people how to tie their shoes and be happy, as long as I'm, you know, helping them to do something that they want to do. Okay. Yeah. So that's really it. I would like to be able to spend some time with Jasper. Right. I would like to have at least 3 hours off a day where I spend time with Jasper.
Got it.
And he just had his birthday. And I've spent 9 years trying to support him. And I'm wasting all of our time together. And all I do is work. And we have no relationship. Like, I just don't know what to do.
Breathe. Allow us to feel it, because you've been keeping all this locked. You've been keeping it all locked. So let the feelings, just let them go. It's okay to feel. It's okay to cry. It's okay to get in touch with it, because when you get in touch with it, then you can do something. But if you don't get in touch with it, there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing you can do. Okay? Right? And there's not a, here, do this. This is going to change things, right? Because we've talked strategy. We've given you, and you have a block to getting those strategies.
And I know how to do that stuff. Like, I know how to do that stuff. It's just, right. it's not getting done.
Okay, how married are you to the whole idea of entrepreneurship, running your own show?
I've never worked for anyone. Mm-hmm. I worked for someone once at a restaurant, and I ended up throwing plates on the floor and going like, "Opa, what are you going to do? Fire me?" and walking out the door. It went really well, mm-hmm. needless to say. Mm-hmm. yeah. I need to be creative. I need to be creative.
Okay. That's a different story.
I will die.
You need to be creative versus a new work. So you don't, I would never work. I could never work for anybody.
So the one example was a restaurant. Maybe not a good example. If I'm doing something that I like and I get to be creative, and I get to lift people up. Right. It's different. Like, I don't care about people's coffee, but I do care about being able to lift people up and make them happy.
Yeah. Right.
Good point.
Right. That's just the thing. Cause I look at that and I go, well, if I had, you know, an organization I could join that was all doing everything that I wanted to do, and I got to run my little piece of it, that could be cool.
Then that's fine.
But, right. So it's really getting in touch with that. I think that there's, you do have so much creativity and you have so much there, and I feel like what's happening is you've got all this stuff and you know how to get it out there, but your hands are tied because you can't do it yourself. Don't want to do it yourself.
I could, but at this point, I actually don't have the energy anymore. Like, I don't have it. Maybe if I got to keep all the money and do something fun, I could motivate myself to stay up all night for a few nights and get something done. But I don't see the point.
Well, first of all, you're never gonna get to keep all the money.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, if there was something fun gonna happen at the end of me working my ass off.
Okay,
I just got a foreclosure notice from the government that if I don't pay them $276 by the end of the month, they're going to foreclose my home. And it's a property tax thing. Mm-hmm. And I can't go to the bank and write a certified check for $276. Okay. This is for real. And so, like, it's just negative motivation. Everything is negative, negative, negative. If there's some positive thing.
Is there somebody that you could call up and say, hey, I just had an opening for a block of 3 strategy sessions and I'm willing to give them to you for, you know, normally I would charge X for them. I'm willing to give them to you for $450. Are you open to doing it? Normally they're $1,000. There are tons of people who would say yes to that.
People aren't willing to pay for sessions right now. Like, I'm having trouble getting people to even pay for the stuff that they said they'd pay for. Like, I don't even under, like, I can't. So we're sending people like a link to 3 sessions for $4.97, mm-hmm. and nobody clicks the link.
Mm-hmm. So this is where I'm going back to the receiving, and I want to hear if Jane has anything to say here, because I think that it's not the people, it's the energy around.
I totally know. Like, right? I totally know this.
Yeah. So that's the piece that's got to move. Because the beauty of having high-end programs is that you can set up a few strategy sessions, you can sell one or two people, and boom, you can make some income to cover your stuff.
Right.
And you have enough stuff that you could make this irresistible bundle that includes your core reset and your functional profile and all your whatever stuff that doesn't cost you a dime to give, plus 3 strategy sessions to make $500 to pay that bill.
Right.
I mean, I could probably send out an email to people and say, hey, Steph's offering this. You better get it, because it's like I've never seen anything like it. She's only offering it to 10 people. And
I don't want to devalue functional probiotics.
Well, a functional probiotic. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about a core reset or something that you make a bundle. And
like the current bundle is they get 3 sessions with me and the program for $500. Okay. That is what it is.
Right. So there's the energy around it, because I could send an email to that. I can send an email to the people that I know that know you and say, Steph's offering this. Who's buying? Who's going to be one of the first 10? And it would be swamped up. And we could talk about that. I can't do it right now because I have Shine stuff going on. But go ahead, Jane.
So this is great, but it's a Band-Aid.
It is. Right. Exactly.
Right. So I am happy to help, honey.
Yeah, I know.
Now you keep going like this. So
my neck is so sore.
Let's go here. So let's go here right now. So I want you to be in that soreness right now. I want you to forget all the money woes, like all that. I want you to focus on what's going on right here with your neck. You keep rubbing it.
It's just an anxiety thing.
What's it feel? Well, but what's feel it? What, explain it to me. Describe it. Is it hot, cold? Is there a mass there?
Yeah, it's just lumpy. It's stuck.
It's lumpy. It's stuck. Where exactly is it?
My shoulders and neck.
Shoulders. So it goes from your shoulders into your neck. So it's kind of following your spine a little bit in that area. Okay, so just be with that for a minute. If there's anything that's coming to you right now, an emotion, is there an emotion associated with it?
It doesn't seem to be. I'm not there yet. I think I need more time.
Fine. That's fine. If you don't want to do this now, you know, whenever you're ready, I mean, just look at that, because your body's telling you something.
So I had a couple sessions with Laura.
Yeah.
Regarding this, like a good year ago. And I do find that they were helpful, but yeah, I think I just need more time to get into it.
So yes, I'm here. Please. Reach out, you know, anytime.
Yeah, would you be willing to talk?
Yeah, don't have to pay for it. I'm offering my service to you, honey.
I know.
Let's get beyond this.
Yeah.
And here's what I would encourage you to do is receive, because you have a problem with receiving, and she's right. Offering, but I can see there's a block there.
Like, right. Yeah. Like, oh, what am I going to do with my schedule? Oh, I don't have time for that. Like, yeah, totally.
Well, it's a choice, right?
Yeah.
Either, you know, make time of it and make time within your body and your space and your life to bring in more, or choose to go down the same path that you're going. And how's that serving you? Because right now, honey, it's just breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart. Listening You know, you want to spend time with Jasper. You know, you want to try to get this under control. You want to do group programs. I can hear the frustration with you with individuals. I get that. I totally get that.
Right.
I was there too. Now, you know, when I come back and, you know, kind of look at this now, is, you know, working with them is it's a whole different thing, and working in joy and.
Right. Okay. Can I say something super rude though?
Yeah.
Like, Paul has an income.
But Paul didn't always have an income, honey. I actually supported, my family was bankrupt, not at this particular moment, but I was bankrupt. I was
homeless. I remember that.
Okay. I have been through that.
Right.
I, you know, still have that hopeless and despair. And am I living in your shoes right now? Absolutely not. I totally get that.
I feel like I have like, typical man stress. Like, I must carry the weight of my family on my shoulders, and I must take care of my parents and my siblings, and I must pay for everything and continue working and working, because working is the solution to every, like, I have man stress.
And where's me in all this, right? When are my needs going to be met?
Oh, that's woman stress. That's like, oh, I sacrifice myself and clean the kitchen like Cinderella, and like nobody appreciates me, and I still have a job and I have kids. But there's like this other, like the weight of the universe kind of like, I'm not allowed to have feelings, like man stress. Like I'm trying to be like, yeah, it's hard to explain. Okay. But like, I see all these people and they have a partner who I think is actually stepping up to the plate, whether it's financially or just by being an adult. Like, I feel like there's like, people are not in this alone. Like, I have this alone, I'm just do it all alone thing. And I don't think that most, like, I don't know if any of you actually have that.
I've been there.
I feel like you've been there with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there.
For sure.
Steph,
go ahead, Deborah and Diane.
I understand what you're saying to Jane, because I'm in more of a position like Jane. I mean, Deb has a day job, so that's not an issue.
And Deb's she's a partner to you, like you.
And she actually, yes.
Like, yeah.
She may not be able to get to it right away, but she lets me know if she's too busy to handle the things, but she will get to it. But I can't help with the income issues. And I know you're probably going to want to kill me for saying this, because I know how you feel about all the woo-woo stuff. But if you can do it, I think trying to learn more about the divine feminine energy and find that, because one thing I've noticed is I know how much you love Jasper and you want to be a good mom to him, but Jasper is a boy. Rutger is
a boy. Your
typical all masculine energy. And I also know that you've had issues with your father and his health. And I get this feeling, and especially what you just told Jane about the weight of the world, because as soon as she was focusing on your neck, it's like, because I've been there, I've felt that. When I have with the shoulders, people can see the energy weighing me down. So yes, you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, but you're almost doing it literally and physically, because you are holding this family together. You are holding the house together. You are surrounded, bathed, and drowning in masculine energy. And I just feel like, and like I said, I know like the woo-woo stuff, I know you're not comfortable with it. And it's not going to magically fix your bills and your debts and stuff like that. But the feminine energy is all about receiving. The male energy is the projecting. And I feel like getting back to what Rita Marie's been trying to pin you down to from the beginning about receiving, what is the problem with receiving? And I think it's because maybe your own feminine energy it's being completely stifled. It's not just a block, it's being smothered and just stifled. And if you can't find a way to reach that and relate to it, you're going to continue to have a hard time receiving, because the masculine energy is all about projecting, putting out, outflow, not income. And I can probably, you know, like help you find some good sources of where to look into things. You know, but if you keep drowning in all this man stress and masculine energy, you're not going to be able to receive. It's just not, you know, it's the yin yang, right? To put it in words that maybe, you know, you can relate to a little better. You know, it's the balance. And I mean, I can feel it. I can feel this like masculine pushing out, you know, from just, it's not exactly defensive, but you're pushing back.
Defensive. Yeah.
Yeah, no. And you're saying, I know this stuff, but you're pushing back at all of us.
No.
Yeah.
And you know, but...
I know,
but
I'm doing it.
But do you know it in your heart and in your gut, not just your brain? Because you're like all of us, you're in your brain. We're always in our brains. And do you know it deeper down? Do you know it in your, to use your word, your core? Do you know it in your core? Because knowing it up here isn't going to help either. I wish I could send you like a big blank check. Because I love you.
That's not the solution. It's not.
You have to be able to receive, and you have to believe that you're worthy to receive. Mm-hmm. You have to believe that you deserve it, because you do. You give so much. My God, between you and Dr. Rita Marie, it's like you over-deliver everything. But you need to be able to receive. But you need to think you're worthy. And I'm sensing that maybe that's you don't believe deep down that you deserve other people to take care of you because you're so busy taking care of everybody else. And again, if you want to message me privately or talk, you know, I will do my best to try to help you, because again, this is as friends. It's like Jane said, this is not a business. This is because you're my sister and I love you. And I hate to see you just punishing yourself. I feel like I'm watching you punish yourself. Like you're flagellating yourself in front of us, and you deserve so much better than that. You deserve so much more than that.
On the other side, yeah, this is also serving you in some way. So at some point this pattern developed, and we have to make sure that, you know, it's hard right now, but it's teaching you something. There's a gift to it. But it is serving you somehow. And if you get to the point of where you start looking at why it's serving you, this pattern is serving you, then you might get to the root of, you know, how can I remove that and make different choices to change?
Well, so I looked into that, and if I keep myself poor so that I have to work all the time, I never have to deal with my life. Mm-hmm. I never have to like really listen to divine guidance and, you know, do what I'm called to do and deal with anything. Because I'm busy, because I have to work, because I have no money. I don't know if that means anything to you, but
I've never gotten a message from that divine guidance. Have you heard what that is? Is there something that you're really like, oh my God, I can't do that. It's too scary.
I don't know. It's just easier for me to just shut everything out. Mm-hmm. So.
But you have a feeling, it sounds like, that
absolutely. There's
something big and you're scared. Stepping into it. So you put yourself in a position where you can't step into it.
Yeah, it's very helpful to paralyze myself so I don't have to like
It's a defense. It's a defense though too, because this has been your life and this is part of you, right? This is not like a death. Like if you are completely vulnerable and let spirit come in, what's going to die off? It's like a death. It's scary.
Right.
Because you don't know what it's going to look like that's, on the other side, because you've been in this pattern for so long.
And the fear of the unknown is scarier than the current pain of the present known. And when you can get to the point where you're like, it's like an alcoholic, right? They have to see the burning bush. They have to hit rock bottom before they go, okay, I'm done. Right. I'm going to do something about this. And I feel like that's the situation you're putting yourself into. Like you feel like you have to just get to this. Okay. I'm open. Give it to me now. But what you can do is just open to it now. Right. And there is a fear of receiving. There's negativity to receiving, but I think it's deeper than that. Even I think it really is that, you know, you're destined for huge stuff and it scares the daylights out of you.
So would you guys be willing to talk to me about this?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because,
you know, yeah. I've seen this. I've seen this in people who present with health challenges. You're presenting with a finance challenge. I see people present to it and somebody who's working with this right now. And it's like this stuff comes up and she got it. Like there's something that's trying to come through me that I'm scared of, because what it means is if you step this direction, because that's what you've got to let go of, not just some old patterns and comfortable behaviors and protection, but there are some things in your life that may need to change. Relationships, living situation, and it's scary. But when you can let go, and that's where having some kind of spiritual practice or belief system is the trust comes up. Like, I mean, I left back in 85, I left a $55,000 a year job back in 1986. I mean, most people would love to have a $55,000 a year job now, 30 years later, right? I left that. The fear. I let go of the fear. I didn't know. It took me a long time to start to make that come back. Huge debt, the whole bit. But I knew, like, I allowed that, like, that something. I knew. I didn't know what I would be doing now with it. I didn't know how big it would get. But I still feel like even more so in the last few years when I was called to, like, this is not just about helping somebody get over their fatigue and helping them with their digestion. This is about changing the system. And I think that that's part of what I see as part of your mission is we're paradigm changing. We're trying to change the system. And it's huge because you're like, look at them, and look at us. And how are we going to do this? But I think, you know, one of my early mentors said, when the why is big enough, the how just makes itself known. But when you allow, you have to allow yourself to get in touch with that. Right? Because I see that in you. I hear the passion when we speak, when we align on that.
Well, because it's easy with you because you've already got, like, I don't have to take anything on because I can express all that stuff under the safe umbrella of, yeah, it's different.
Yeah. So I would invite you to, and I'm looking at that same idea of, no, you don't want to work for somebody because you see it as the big bad guys and you got to do all this horrible stuff that you don't want to do. But what if there was partnership opportunity? Mm-hmm. Partnership, right? Partnering with others who are aligned on the same cause. And the stuff that you don't want to do, you guess, pass it on. The stuff that you're passionate about and really good at, you're working on, right? With a mission and with a stake and a claim in the outcome. But I think that there's something really big here you're afraid of. And I think you know it. I think you really do see how amazing you are. But it scares you because who am I? I'm just little old Steph, the guitar teacher, or I'm just little old Steph, the whatever, right? And it scares the hell out of you.
But yeah, I can't live like this anymore.
Good. That's what you have to get to is I can't live like this anymore. And you have to be able to say, I can't live like this anymore.
I actually can't. I just can't.
You can't. You know it. So what needs to change? what needs to change in your relationships, what needs to change in your living situation. You're not getting what you need out of a partnership.
Yeah.
Fine.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
And allowing yourself, leap and the net will appear, right? Yeah. Leap and the net will appear. Or the parachute will pop out or whatever you want to think about it. Anybody else have anything more to add, say? And Allison, I'm sorry we haven't acknowledged your being here, but I saw you come on.
I know this sounds kind of counterintuitive and crazy, but things that my sister and I did when we got slammed with a 5-figure IRS debt because the tax preparer screwed up, one of the things we sat down and did, and this is something that you're literally facing, is you sit down and you say, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? Like you said, you could lose your home. Okay, so what happens if I lose my home? Okay, maybe I'll be homeless. Well, then you sit down and you say, so do I not have one single friend in this whole damn world who would be willing to take me in at least for a little while until I get back on my feet? And when you remember that you've got, what, 5 people sitting right here who would say, absolutely.
2 empty boy bedrooms.
You know, you can right sit now. There and you
come
can
come on by, make me yogurt.
And you can detach from that outcome and you can stop worrying about that. Because yeah, it would suck. It would absolutely suck to lose your home. But would it kill you? No. Would nobody in this world take you in? Hell no. So sometimes it actually does help. It seems crazy and counterintuitive, but Deb and I have sat down there and done it and said, oh, okay, if we can't pay our rent, what do? We move into a smaller apartment. If we had to leave our apartment, we have friends who would take us and the damn cats. It's okay. There will be someone there for you. You know, we've already told you, you're welcome to come here anytime. So
that's where the leap in the net will appear happen.
Yeah. It's just and I'm praying with everything I have that it doesn't come to that. But if it did, you'll be okay.
Right.
So let go.
And I just had a hit from what you just said, is that I'll be rude too. I think that there's a part of you that wants that wants to not have to decide to change things. To have it happen to you. Right? Because, you know, there are ways that you can pay that bill. I can think of plenty off the top of my head to help you pay that bill easily. Yes. Just bill me the damn money I owe you from the coaching that you've done. Right?
Right.
Right? And you got that bill paid several times over. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? So I would look at that. There's that piece of you that wants to shift something, that doesn't want to make the change and wants it to happen to you. And let's just say, okay, that I'm going to take back my control and get in touch with what you really want.
Right.
Okay. You can do this, right? You are not a guy that works at Walmart stocking shelves and doesn't know how to do anything else.
That sounds really good right now, though, in a way.
Suddenly the Walmart's all closed down and there's no available jobs for somebody that only knows how to stock shelves. I mean, that's not it, right? You're not there.
Yeah.
You have an amazing set of skills.
Great.
That you can
use. I can't do this by pushing anymore.
No. You've got to pull. You've got to attract and pull. You can. I mean, I see a gold mine when I look at your business and all the stuff you've developed. I could get my hands on that stuff for a couple of months and boom, you got a major lucrative income coming in. And I'll take part of it. Profit share on
I
that.
Do like making deals.
You know, you're sitting on capital, right? You've got gold. You don't even know, right? When the economy goes fluey and all you have is a note from the bank versus gold sitting in the safe. You've got gold sitting in the safe.
Yeah. Okay. I will meet with Jane.
Yes, please do. Because it's got to shift. And anything, you know.
Anything, I know it's hard.
I know.
I know it's hard. I got your back.
Yeah, we all do. We all love you. We all admire you. Mm-hmm. And it's just sad to see something like inside of you that's just sabotaging you. And, you know, Jane's a master at helping to get those things moved.
Right.
You have to be willing, though.
I know.
You have to just get on the phone.
I do. I know that it took, like, a long time for Laura to, like, get me to the place where I could actually pay attention to what was happening in my body. So I think I just need a bit more time.
So there's something deep that's been built a huge armor around. Is what I'm hearing. It's a huge armor, and it's just allowing the armor to break down and allowing the beautiful blossoming you to emerge. It's huge. Okay.
Thank you guys for listening.
Love. I've got to run on another call. I'm going to go talk to Sarah.
You're just so amazing, Steph. It's weird that there's so many ways in which we're all going through stuff constantly and they complement each other. You know, we were all going through adrenal fatigue last year and then it's all going through the financial stuff this year. And all the time it's a combination of both, you know, with Deborah and Diane's tax stuff and my massive credit card bills and your sort of foreclosure stuff. And it's... Jane is absolutely amazing with her stuff and Laura Fiennes, and I know how difficult it is to receive, and I get that as well. And Rita Marie is just the most awesome, amazing mentor. She gave me such a brilliant session yesterday, and all the time I feel afraid to have my sessions with Rita Marie because she's so generous, and I'm thinking, oh, but surely I should be making enough money to pay her for another year now. But but she feels for us. She knows where we're coming from, and the same with Jane. I think, oh God, but I need to be able to pay her for her time because Jane's just so generous. And we love you.
Yeah, we do.
And we are an amazing close knit group, and we're just so lucky to have each other.
I think so too. Amen. My little family and their doggies coming in to give you some doggy energy.
Yeah,
there you go. Let it in. Steph,
receive
let
it. Receive it. Yeah. Doggies know.
Yeah,
they know.
Yeah,
they know.
Doggies do.
And I will
think there's a little opening in you right there.
Yeah.
To let the doggy in.
Yeah. Let her in. Go give Jasper a huge hug.
Yeah. And I'd like to be giving you one of my big hugs now.
You would be too. I just too. Give her one from here. Me. And then.
Group hug.
Gotcha. Okay. Bye, everybody. Mwah.
Bye. Take care.
Bye. Thank you.